So Rav Nissim Gaon says, now let's go back to the point of the book. Our sages say there were three wealthy people in Israel, and they were named after their actions. One was called Kalba Savua. We mentioned him earlier. Rabbi Akiva married his daughter. He was so wealthy, if you'd come in hungry as a dog, you'd walk out of his house satiated. The second one was known as Nakdimon Ben Gurion, because of the story that happened to him, that the sun came back from him, that at night, after the sun had set, the sun shone again when he needed it. And he had faith in Hashem, and he had that great miracle. The story was that when the Jews were going up, it was one of the holidays that the Jews are commanded to go to the temple. So you had masses of Jews coming to the temple, and there was no water around for Jews to buy. So Nakdimon Ben Gurion went to one of the nobles, of the Roman Empire, and he said to him, "You have a spring. Let me purchase that spring. Let me borrow it from you till set time. If the rains will fall and you'll have a full spring, so you didn't lose anything, fine. And if not, I'll give you 12 loaves of silver." Now, it was a year of a drought. There was a drought that year, and that's why all the Jews they didn't have water that year when they came up. So this officer was sure he'd make a lot of money. So he gives him the spring, and all the people who went up to the temple drank from that spring, and they finished up the water. So came the day when they agreed that he'd given back his spring filled with water or 12 loaves of silver. So the officer sends him a messenger, "Give me the water or give me the silver." And he knows full well there's no water in his spring. So Nakdimon Ben Gurion said, wait till the afternoon. He comes in, he sends his messenger in the afternoon. He says, the water or the money. So he says, "Wait today. If it doesn't rain, I'll give you the money, I promise." So the noble says to himself, "You know, all year it's been a drought, it's been a famine, and there's been a drought, I'm sorry, and today you have a sun and no clouds in the sky. So what's going to be? Come on." So this fool, he didn't know that Yeshuat Hashem Kerefayim, God's salvation, can come in a bat of an eyelash. So he was happy, and he went to the bathhouse, and he was thrilled, "That's it, I'm making a lot of money today." And Nakdimon went to the temple, and he started praying. And he said, "Master of the world, it's revealed and known before you that I didn't do this for my honor and not for the honor of my soul. I didn't take the water for anything but the honor of your great name and the honor of your children Israel who come for the festival, that they shouldn't die in thirst." He didn't even finish speaking, and the heavens got covered with clouds and wind and started pouring rain. By the time this noble finished his shower, he comes out and he finds his spring is filled with water. He comes out and he meets Nakdimon coming out of the temple. So the noble tells Nakdimon, "I know that these rains, in such a short amount of time, suddenly it rains like this, I know it only came because of you. But I have to tell you that the day already passed. You have to prove that the sun is still out and prove to me that you paid me back in the time that we agreed. Because I say the sun set. And if you can't prove to me that the sun is still out, then give me my money." So Nakdimon did an about face. He turned around and went back to the temple and he said, "Master of the worlds, just as you did great kindness the first time, do with me kindness this last time." And Hashem accepted his prayer, and the sun shone again, and that's how he was saved from the hands of this noble. And that's why he's called Nakdimon Ben Gurion. He was Noked. He was able to make the sun stand, go back to where he needed it, in order to be saved from having to pay this noble all the money for the water that he attained for the Jewish people.
Because his own interest.